This is F1 Debrief. Long live F1. Coming up on this show, we discuss champagne and party food, Liberty's new trio, and defining Bernie's legacy.
News broke just hours ago that Bernie Eccleston is being ousted from his position within the Formula One group. He has been deposed, and he's gone, apparently, according to himself. Now, he's broken this news. He spoke to Toby Grunier from Automoto Undersport. And so we've got to take it with a slight pinch of salt because it's not been officially confirmed by Liberty. But to all intents and purposes, we think it's pretty much the truth. It's a fact. Yesterday, Andrew Benson actually suggested such a move might be happening. So it's sort of been an open secret for at least the last 24 hours. So given the news, given the fact that we've been waiting for some 7 or 8 years for this to happen, I think we've been praying that somebody, that there was a big change at the top. And given that this happened, it's probably worth having a quick chat about it. On the line, we have Class of the Field columnist extraordinaire, Adam Barton. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's all going well. How are you?
Well, we are in. We have party food.
We're celebrating.
We have drink. We're sort of over the moon. What are your thoughts on this? Are you in the same sort of boat as we are?
Yeah, I am to an extent. I think it's good for the sport. It's never good to have someone running the sport for such a long time and such a position of power, and keeping control in probably less than ethical ways is the fairest way to describe it. To stop the sport growing in its natural course.
Mm. Yes, I mean, have you got like the bunting out? Are you celebrating and cheering, or are you wary of what might come next?
I'm sure there's a champagne cork in the background that I could that I could pop.
The thing is, we have to say it's never nice for someone to lose their job when they still want it. But that being said, thank God he's been there for so long and he's got such a stranglehold at the top of the sport. You know, all the circuits hate him. Many of the drivers question what he gets up to. Lots of team principals. I mean, he's friendly with a few, but I expect there's a lot of people celebrating today.
Yeah, it's an example like the Lewis Hamilton Snapchat incident in Japan. I think it's sort of an example of where the sport is losing out with Bernie Eccleston being in charge, that they needed sort of a fresh idea, and Hamilton admitted that the thing was that they were bored with the same press conference, the same routine race after race.
Mm. We know the methods and the problems that Bernie's caused us. Do we think it's going to change though? Can we look forward to a better future?
I think it will change over time. I think there'll probably be smaller changes to start with, and certainly Liberty will have been looking at what they can do since the news broke, and obviously long before that, before they made the investment. But I think the first thing that they're going to look at is getting fans more involved, and potentially the setup of the race weekend, and things, as I said, like the press conference, shortening it down into 2 days, so it's more about the fan experience than the actual racing, because at the end of the day, they're into their money rather than their racing. They're not geniuses in how to run sports, are they?
Mm. There's talk that Chase Carey is going to be the man in charge, but he's going to bring in Ross Brawn to take on a sort of sporting view, and Sean Bratches from ESPN to take on a commercial view. So already he's sort of democratizing it, you know, getting in more opinions, not just thinking he knows best and he knows how it should all work.
Yeah, it's good to have some fresh ideas, isn't it? And not have saying, oh, the fans will want this, rather than just and instituting things that they think will be popular, rather than checking and going through rigorous testing first.
Todd and Brawn have some history.
Not again. well, it certainly worked well the first time, didn't it?
It did. Well, they were on the same side.
Yeah, I think it's a good match, certainly, to have Brawn in charge. And Todd is he's good at what he does, but he has been far far quieter as an FIA president than his predecessor, hasn't he?
Mm. Do you think those two don't have any history? Like, there's no bad blood between them. They left on good terms, didn't they?
Definitely. I seem to remember when when Braun won the constructors and Tott, who had recently won the become the FIA president, just sort of appeared in the garage as they won the world championship and just floated through and floated back out. So there's obviously a relationship there, but it's a good 10 years ago since they were working closely on a day-to-day basis. Mm. It's certainly good to have Ross Braun back in the picture, and he will be the key figure in making sure that the sport is competitive and there is close wheel-to-wheel racing rather than I keep getting the name Chase Carey or Carey Chase confused. But I think he'll have a far bigger impact on the racing than Liberty themselves.
Can you see Bernie being a thorn in the side of Liberty going forward? He's claimed he's going to have some kind of...
He said, "My new position is one of those American terms. It's something like an honorary president. I have this title now, even though I don't know what it means."
Can you see him? That's fantastic.
The microphone's never far away from him, is it?
Well, what it seems he went and sought out a microphone to announce this, right? If Liberty are going to make an official press announcement tomorrow, that will be Tuesday, Bernie must have wanted to get the last word in, or at least to break the news his way.
Get the first word in.
But he'll still have the power of people. Whenever he speaks, it'll be a headline, which is the problem that Liberty could have with him. And I think that probably was why they wanted to have him in the position for 3 years, so that he had to be a part of the solution rather than just attacking it from the outside. So they've obviously my view on it would be that they've tried working with him, decided that he's a roadblock to what they want to do with the sport, whether that is a good or a bad thing in terms of what Liberty want to do with the sport, and realise they're better off trying to do it their own way, but risk the retaliation.
It sounds like he's not going to be around as much, even if he does pop up every now and again, because he also said, "My days in the office will be getting quieter now. Maybe I will attend a Grand Prix sometime in the future. I still have many friends in Formula One, and I still have enough money to afford to attend a race." Now, this is a millionaire who thinks he might be able to afford a race, which tells you exactly what he's done to this sport.
He is the only one who can afford.
Let's go along with it.
Talking of that, then, race circuits. Circuit organisers have been making noises of late about the cost that they have to bear in order to host a Formula One race. This kind of change might spur them on to request better deals, and maybe more than just those. I mean, promoters, you've got teams who are going to want better deals. You've got Ferrari, who have got a special relationship with the not the sporting body, but the commercial rights holders.
Yeah, Vito.
Yes, and so do you think all this is going to be up for grabs now?
Oh, I don't think it'll be up for grabs, but I certainly think people will be opportunistic in finding their new relationship with the sports owners. I think it will affect in terms of the relationships, everyone's going to say, "Oh, we're not sure we can afford the races, aren't they?" and try and get a better deal if their contracts are running out. It'll be interesting to see if Malaysia comes back and things like that, whether they see that the sport is going in the right direction. Obviously, that it's not confirmed, is it? But it sounds like Malaysia's going to be gone after next year, and that'll be the canary in the coal mine, really, to see how they are doing and whether it is becoming an attractive proposition.
Assuming Bernie's gone, then, assuming this is like his last stand, what do you see Eccleston's legacy as being? What mark will he have made on Formula One?
I think it's certainly a positive mark on Formula One, but also it's been blotted. He is largely responsible, to be fair, in the fact that he brought a lot of money into the sport in the 70s and 80s, and getting the teams together, making sure that the sport was as commercialised as it could be, having been an amateur sport before him and others were involved in sort of growing the sport. Mm. So that was very positive through the 70s, 80s and 90s. But then the world economy really changed, and particularly since 2000 and since the global economic crisis. You've got to think that there's been very few right moves in terms of the sports governing body that Formula One has made, bar probably the new engines, which, of course, Eccleston wasn't exactly a fan of.
he was dead against them.
Yeah, that was more a tot thing, wasn't it? So, but up since about 2000 to 2005, you have to say that he's been dragging the sport back or stopping it reaching its potential, and allowed things like Formula E to pop up when Formula One could have been growing it as a sort of junior formula or something along those lines. But it can't be forgotten that he did do a great deal to get the sport where it was and potentially keep it running far longer than it should have done as it would have if it was an amateur sport.
Yes. Christine is more of a more recent fan, and therefore you've only known Eccleston since 2000 and onwards, and you've only seen the bad side of Eccleston.
Yeah, I was thinking it will be interesting to see what approach Liberty take and whether they can sell the sport better. Because one of the things that bugs me most about Bernie is his interviews when he's being all snippy and he thinks he's being funny and he's not, and it's just awkward and cringeworthy, and basically I want to kill myself.
Right.
So I think it'll be interesting that obviously Liberty are a media company, and so they know how to sell the sport in that way. They'll probably have people that are better at interviews, and also they might pick up on that problem that Joe often talks about, where F1 is very bad at selling itself, all the good things it does, all the technology it's improving, and how it just doesn't mention anything.
It's the things like at Formula E, they have the podium selfie, don't they? They need that sort of thing, and maybe a very quick soundbite in the pre-race press conferences and potentially post-qualifying and post-race press conferences, just to get the branding out. And I think that... It does sound like a really small thing, but the giving the drivers their own numbers for branding rather than the traditional teams get two numbers in the past, that will help with the branding of, you can get into the hashtags and things like that to include the numbers. So it'll be interesting to see how that sort of thing is used to brand the sport going forward.
What do you reckon the priority should be then? Tuesday, the announcement happens. Everything we expect to occur comes true. Braun is named in this new position. What's job number one?
I'd say probably getting everything locked down in terms of there's been rumblings of certain circuits losing their tracks or not being interested in so much so to the fact that we're back to Silverstone being at threat again.
Yep.
And this time without a Donington Park to fill its spot. The other thing I think is making sure that teams are feel secure. Manor would be an interesting test case, but I think it's too late for them to have an impact on that. What will be with Manor.
Sure.
But it seems that Formula One, so this is one of the things that Christine is surely frustrated about with Bernie's running from 2000 onwards, but the fact that teams are just left to go, well, if they go bust, they go bust, with a lot less prize money than the bigger teams. And it's an expensive sport at the end of the day with development and everything. Formula One seems to think that they, or certainly has thought that they can, that, oh, if a team leaves, then another team will be coming along. And that was true from the 50s up until the 1990s. But think of how many really new teams have come in since 2000, and it's actually very few. They've been rebranded about five times each, but the three new teams in 2010, Super Aguri, and Toyota are probably the newest, and then BAR beyond that, although that was formed from, well, using Tyrrell's facilities. So it's actually quite rare since the late 90s for new teams to get involved. So it's all very well saying you can, we don't need you, but if there are no people signing up behind them or queuing up to fill people's spot, then the numbers will keep going down, won't they?
Yes. Yes. And in terms of
that's the my difference... rant against the sport.
But the in terms of what Liberty can do for this season coming, it's 2017. We have no German Grand Prix on the calendar. It's obviously too late to do anything about that, I would imagine. And you're right, they're probably not going to make a huge amount of difference this year. When do you think we'll start seeing some? I mean, tomorrow's going to be a sign, but when will we start seeing some more positive action?
Thinking about changes for this year, I'd point everyone back to where we were this time last year with elimination qualifying. So be careful what you wish for if you want instant change.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, but depending on what the rule is, because obviously with technical things and whether there needs to be R&D on it rather than sporting regulations, they could be brought in for the start of next year. But I would hope they're thought of a lot. There's a lot more thought that goes into them rather than, well, this is a good idea, shall we do it? That sort of approach that they did last year. In terms of the marketing things and whether they do and potentially putting more out on social media, that sort of thing, that can be instant, can't it? It's just deciding how you're going to do it and making sure that it's all done correctly and done uniformly as well.
Well, one rule they can change almost instantly is to relax the current restriction on cameras in the paddock and broadcasting from within the paddock, because at the moment, even teams, official Formula One teams, cannot shoot video of their own garage in the pit lane. Once you're inside the fences of the F1 circuit, everything you record is copyright Bernie, or has been copyright FOM until today. Presumably that could be changed in a heartbeat.
Could be. The worry that you'll have is making sure that everyone is safe if you are potentially encouraging more people to be around in the garages, and whether that does become a danger. But I think it could be changed pretty quickly, yes. Certainly what could be shot and has been shot in the past can be shared more easily.
I think what's good about this, the fact that he's got Ross Brawn and this guy from ESPN, is that they'll both have unique perspectives on that. Like, Ross Brawn should be able to advise that you can't just make a technical change straight away, or you can't just bring in this rubbish qualifying. He should know from his experience. And then obviously the ESPN man is going to know how frustrating it is being in the media when you can't show any pictures or you can't show any video. So hopefully the three of them can get their heads together and really make a difference.
Yeah. And three heads are better than one, I would have thought, with when you are trying to evolve the sport.
How much of a difference do you think Ross Brawn being a younger man than Bernie Eccleston will make? Is he young enough, I guess, is the question I should be asking. Ross Brawn is, what, 60-something, isn't he? Should we be looking at even younger people coming in and shaping the direction of Formula One, or will Ross Brawn be enough?
Well, the argument, certainly since I've been watching Formula One, which was the early 2000s, has always been that it has an older audience, and that's not going to change unless you do have some younger minds or some people who can predict what younger minds want accurately. Then it's not going to change, and the audience will keep getting older and keep getting smaller as well. So I think it is important to listen to some younger people, whether that is the actual fans themselves or people who can judge correctly what younger fans will want and what will get younger people involved, whether it be it family tickets to race weekends, things like that, so that younger people are coming along to the races.
Encouraged.
And watching on TV.
Assuming they can find it on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a whole other problem. So to wrap it up then, to wrap up this brief summary of Bernie's legacy, and I'm sure we'll come back to this again in the future. This is just obviously a quick whistle stop tour of our thoughts. But this evening then, will you be raising a glass to Bernie, or will you be raising a glass in spite of him?
I think it'll be a bit. I think it's probably raising a glass for him, but with relief that the sport can now move on.
I'm a bit worried. I sort of still don't quite believe it, because it's always been Bernie's just going to be there forever. You know, he's never going to retire. He is going to live forever, and he's always going to be at the top. And so, until we get to the first race, and there's like a picture of him at home in his pajamas, you know, watching on TV and not stalking through the paddock, I sort of don't believe it.
Do you think it's a massive ruse?
He's made the statement before, hasn't he?
That's true. Well, yeah, maybe we should. We could wake up tomorrow and the announcement could be a totally different announcement, and we'll have to tear these flags down, and and the celebrations will be over.
Recork the champagne.
Adam, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for this last minute impromptu show.
That's no problem at all.
Much appreciated. And we'll try and get this out today.
Yep.
And hope things go forward with more positivity and good feeling.
Yeah. Long live F1.